Well, welcome everyone to the 150K fundraising support call for the Africa Vulnerable Children's Project. My name is Scott, and I'm going to go ahead and mute the call so we don't have any background noise. So these calls are an opportunity for us to come together as a whole team to offer and receive support. So we would love to hear any and all of the following. What great ideas have you had and are developing that others might benefit from? What has been fun in building your team? And any insights you have had in the process of participating in the 150K for Africa team? And of course, anything else that you're seeing. So as y'all probably know, if you would like to speak and be heard on the call, press star 6 on your phone, then say your name. And then when you're finished speaking, simply press star 6 to go back to mute status. Who would like to start us off?
Stephanie?
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey there. I thought I'd just start us off.
Thank you.
I was just down at Chrissy Field taking a walk, and it's gorgeous down there. Go ahead, sorry.
I think most people on the call probably know, but Chrissy Field is the site of our bridge walk celebration right next to the Golden Gate Bridge. So you were just down there.
Yes. And, you know, I just imagined how our little party's going to come together in a few weeks. And
yeah,
I thought, goodness. Yeah, very soon. I am going to, it just dropped in. I go down there often, and I'm especially going to go down there more often coming up. And I thought, I'm just going to post a few flyers here and there.
A few flyers about your team?
Actually, about just the bridge walk, that it's going to be down there in about 3 weeks, right at that location. So if somebody wants to come back around, they can come and check out what's going on with the bridge walk.
Just like inviting whoever might be walking around in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of spirit of participation and welcoming, and you know, everyone's kind of everyone's invited.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, Stephanie, I think that's completely the spirit of the project, and I would probably run something like that by the program before doing that.
That sounds like a good idea.
Especially, I think the guidance has been, as long as you're not representing, you know, saying, this is from the monastery, this is from, you know, it's okay, but if you're going to say something like this, we'll definitely want that to be, that's what I always do too, right? Just run it by the program so you can email africa@livingcompassion.org with your inspiration around it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and it's just such a good practice, isn't it? I mean, just to help us, always, just to be checking things out, to stay in that integrity, you know?
You know, that has been coming up for me in my coaching calls. So, as far as communication and getting feedback.
Yeah, right. It's so helpful, isn't it? It's just that practice.
It really is.
It is, yeah. I mean, at least for me. Otherwise, if I'm not doing that, I know where I'm turning. You know, I'm in that conditioned conversation, often not knowing it. Yeah. But what a great idea. It'll be interesting to see. And just, again, that spirit is so helpful for all of us, I think, to hear that. You know, like, we want everyone to be involved. Come on over. No, I love that.
Yeah, right. Here's this inspiration. Come join us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Such a great cause.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Hi, Scott. This is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. So I had this huge, big insight the other day. I was so relieved. I've got a lot of projects going on right now and two big fundraising projects. And what I saw is that how much conditioning has been ragging me about my progress in both of them, and I've really kind of been affected by it. But I just realized that, especially for this project, there is sort of a deadline, but I realized if I don't get everything completed by the bridge walk date, or that it's fine.
So you have several projects and two big ones. It sounds like at least one of them is the bridge walk fundraising campaign. And it's just been kind of the voice, you've been noticing the voices kind of going on about how you're not on track or something like that. And one of the things that occurred to you is, well, there isn't actually a deadline. You know, this can be ongoing, including if something ends up being after the bridge walk, that's perfectly fine too.
Yes, yes. And you know, I was recording about it, and then it just all came
yeah.
with the guidance of the recording. It's like, just relax. And it was just so interesting to see how I'd gotten caught up in listening to conditioning standards and judgments about these two projects.
Yeah, yeah. Just siphoning off that energy I project, that inspiration, these things that you love to do. That's why you invested yourself in these projects. Just kind of taking advantage of that. And what great practice, right? It's so great that I imagine that's part of your regular practice is getting on the recorder. And so this subject comes up, and it's like, there's a disidentification. Oh, that's kind of ragging on me here. What is
And
then there's that space, I think you said. That's what happens, right? We turn on the recorder, we disidentify, there's the space, and then, information can come in. Well, wait a second. What standards? There isn't a particular timeline, and all of a sudden you're back here, and you can kind of take a look at it through life size.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the children and the community in Candelobra will be – the project will be happy to receive whatever I send in whenever that happens this year.
That's right. Oh,
right. My goodness.
And it's just such a good reminder, to keep, it's sort of like, this is just what I project, Karen, I don't know, but sometimes, like you said, you didn't realize that was going on until there was kind of, I project some suffering, and so you got on the recorder, and then, there's a little disidentification, and you see what's going on. And maybe that's a regular check-in. Because now it could be, I know what it's doing now. And, whenever I get the money in, it's fine, which is true. But it could also have us just go to sleep again.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So maybe mm-hmm. there's those check-ins. Hey, how's the project going?
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening in a life conversation rather than with the voices.
Yes. Yes. And it's because I've participated in fundraising ever since the beginning, so it's not like it's a new thing, but for me in this time of year, but for some reason, the there's been more suffering around the process until the other day, until I saw and could relax and began to relax about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and began to relax about it, and then get on the call here and get some support for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Because last call.
That's what we're doing, huh?
Mm-hmm, the last call, I was traveling or something. And then I want to say how much I love the PDF file, 11 Reasons I Love the Program. That's just so beautiful. And I've been sharing it with everybody on the team. And it's such a great, wonderful thing to have to share. And I just am so grateful that we have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Karen, if other folks don't know what you're talking about, I think actually Shwani put that together, and some people have been asking about a flyer that they could send out. So that
mm-hmm.
one's kind of like an official one we can send out.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful. Like you said, I'm just sending it out to everyone. because it's so touching and inspiring and fun. Yeah, it really encapsulates the program, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And so there's that piece. I guess that's it. It was just great to get on the call and say hello and talk about what's going on.
Yep, exactly. Perfect. that's what we're doing here, huh? Thanks, Kim.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone, just hold on a second. I'm going to mute the chimes.
This is Tony.
I'm sorry, was that Tony?
Yes.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I am so glad we have this call. I'm aware that I had, gotten identified, I guess, with a little disappointment. I'm real excited and invited people to watch the Zoom, and it ended up just being myself and the other team member, which was great. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I can just see there was, I don't know how to say it. It's like, I don't know. I guess I just had some expectations, and so then there was disappointment.
Yeah.
But then my other person on my team got excited and had some new ideas and new possibilities. So then I got excited again. I'm just aware it's kind of this undulating experience of excitement, disappointment, excitement, frustration. it's just kind of
woo. Yeah. And it sounds like just sitting there from awareness, watching it all. You're aware of that process. And that is kind of how practice goes, doesn't it? So, we're excited. We can just imagine there's the expansion, right? And then somewhere in there, a little setup happens, which is, you're really excited. And, of course, everyone else is going to be too, right? And so you invite a bunch of people to the Zoom call. And, at the time, didn't really realize there was an expectation that a lot of people would come to watch it. And there was you and the other teammate. And so you're like, there was a little disappointment. That's not what I expected. Which, of course, then revealed that was going on, right?
Mm, yeah.
And it sounds like kind of in your awareness of, that was going on, then there's an openness to receive what it sounds like was going on for your other teammate, which is they were getting lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some new ideas. And then as you're listening to them, here comes the excitement again, and then there's the expansion. And then, as you said, and then something else comes along, or we kind of lose track of the attention, and maybe it closes down, and we get really frustrated or disappointed again. And we're just watching that kind of expansion and contraction.
Yes. Yeah, it's just so, it's really helpful to, because I hadn't really articulated it until just now on this call. And so to see, that's just a process. That's just, it goes on in every area of my life, probably. And so it's just that's what goes on as a human being in this world, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. That's a big one right there, isn't it, Tony? Because, of course, it wants to make it mean something. That's where all the suffering comes in, that story that gets attached about what all that means. And instead just going, that's just a process that goes on probably everywhere else in my life, and that's just what goes on for human beings.
Yes, and then just, get back on the saddle. it's just like, what's next? But, I love that, not making it.
What's now?
What's now? but it's just, I just love that we have these calls because it really helps kind of see what's going on and step back a little bit and, be doing this with other people and get inspired from other people, what they have to say, and be able to talk about the process. I just really appreciate this.
Yeah, me too, Tony. And that really is what we're always doing together, right? It is that, that place of participating and having that support in anything that we're doing. We just happen to be doing this really amazing, fundraiser for a community that we really love. But that place of coming together, and like you said, I didn't really realize what was going on until I started talking about it. so we have a place to talk about things so we can see what's going on for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just feel so grateful for that support and that reflection, and to see, I project kind of like, oh yeah, this is what we are. You know?
Right.
And this is
why we're doing it. I mean, this is a big part of doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tony.
This is Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Hi. Let's see. So I also have experienced that, so excited and then I was kind of like a game, I guess, in a way. I'm so excited that I make a move and then I wait. And to see, you know, what are the other people going to do? And then they might not take their turn or they might not do anything. And then I'm a little disappointed.
So again, the common theme is this excitement. And so you make a move as the team leader. And you're kind of waiting for the other people to make their move, you know, because you're playing a game. Come on, it's your turn. And and sometimes they don't make a move, and then you just see kind of the reaction to that, which may be disappointment or any number of things.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm what I've been doing is I had called a few times while I was doing my bicycle tour, and now I'm back, and I sent out an email to a bunch of people to tell them I got back and give them the links. And to donate, and some people have donated, and lots of people I have not heard from. So then I sent another email, and I'm hoping that I'm not bothering these people too much with all these emails. But I've only sent three, I guess. So the second one was something or other, and but the third one was, I guess the second one was just to remind them, a simple email, here are the links, and, you know, I'm excited, you know, about this project. And the third one, I was able to send a link of the 11 things that I love about the project from Ashwini.
Uh-huh.
And, I still haven't heard from some people, I know what I was going to say, but I've been having my attention on my team, and I listed all the people who are on my team now, and I sent them, there's like 12 of us now, and I'm so excited just to put my attention on, this is my team, and I sent them an email that said, you know, we're the team, you know, and I said our team name, and you know, I'm excited that, you know, all together we're doing this for Africa, and when my attention's on that, it's really, really fun, and I get ideas of, gosh, and then I dropped this, this idea came up. I know, I'm sorry, I'm talking so much, but I'll just say this last idea, which is that I ordered a few extra shirts when I ordered my shirt for the bridge walk, and I ordered a few extras because I want to give one away, or maybe two, to people on my team that, you know, the people have donated on my team, and that will be just that, and I had mentioned that in one of the emails, that we're going to have a drawing, and they'll get one of these awesome long-sleeve T-shirts.
Let's not forget for a second that this is about having fun. Right? We're going to have a drawing and you might win a T-shirt. So just adding those little things in there. And gosh, what an important process you just laid out for us. I mean, what I saw was the directing the attention. So you sent out, you know, a couple of emails and the attention goes to what I haven't heard from those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could hear it. You could hear when we say things like that. You can hear it in the voice. The energy is like, you know. And then you said, well, and what I've been doing, and then you can feel the energy picking up, right? I'm putting my attention on the team, on those 12 people that have committed. And when I have my attention on the team, there you are, right? When I have on what's here, you know, what's occurring instead of what's not occurring, then there's all kinds of energy, right? And then I mean, just the way you were talking, it's almost like then you're in that place, and then ideas start to drop in. Hey, you know, we could have a drawing. I'm going to get a couple more T-shirts. Yeah, that'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can kind of choose. I mean, we don't really have any choice over who responds and who doesn't. But where we put our attention, we do have a choice
mm-hmm.
about, which you just clearly showed us.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll just say one other thing, which is, and this has to do with raising the amount of money that I wanted to raise, and I'm seeing that I might not raise that amount of money, and I guess it's just like practice. I don't have my attention doesn't have to be on, oh, what a bummer, you know, I didn't make my goal. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but, you know, I might not. So
well, that's kind of where I was headed. I think we still have 3 weeks, so it's really the same process,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I might not make my goal. You know, there's the energy drop. Or
yep.
it could be, okay, you know, all right, so we have these people, and, you know, we have this amount of money, and our goal is, okay, I wonder what life's going to drop in next. I wonder what's going to come, you know, I wonder what's going to happen next. So, you know, it's like you kind of make your move, and then maybe life makes its move.
Yeah.
And maybe that comes in and something else dropping in. And again, having your attention on that rather than, oh, what if I don't?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I was going to say, you can choose, but it seems pretty clear where you want to put your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what is occurring, what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Scott, it's Janice.
Hey, Janice.
So... what was perfect was just that people were, the mention about the flyer, because I haven't had a chance to really look through the information that was sent out on Monday. I was really excited that it was going to be coming out, and life has me kind of by the tail swinging me around right now with a pretty major things happening with yeah, my husband's health and a big move, and then somebody else. There's some other things that are happening, and it's just easy could be attention going to panic. And sometimes something happens, and I just got an email confirmation about a donation that was made for something I sold. And, you know, I waited a couple of weeks for that. So that kind of, I had got to the point where if I don't hear, I guess I've talked about it enough. But then it came through. So it was really, it was all good to see. It was good to see that I persisted in reminders. And then it was good to see that I got to a point where I let go as well. And then it did make me very happy to see somebody send the receipt about what they donated. So, like, it was all a growing experience.
Yeah. And I think you started off just, you know, when there's a lot of things going on in our life, you know, a big move in health with your husband. It's just so great that you showed up for this call, right? Because then it brings us right back here, and you're like, oh, yeah. You know, you hear someone talk about the flyer, and you're like, oh, yeah, that information that I want to look at. You know, and then you kind of sound like kind of reflecting on the project, and it's like, yeah, well, I guess there's kind of almost like a middle way, right, of, it's, you know, thank you to the person who's persisted in sending out those reminders. And also thank you to the one who kind of just, it was time to let go. And that place, we really don't know, right? Okay, well, that item's not going to, that's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just got a receipt. Oh, that item sold for donation. So, you know, we just get to kind of stay in that that wonder, and gosh, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to stay here. You know, I'm going to both be persistent, and I'm going to let go whatever the situation calls for.
That feels good to hear that reflected right now. Yeah, and so there's some deadlines that are happening every day. There's pickups and drop-offs and all sorts of things, packers, and you know, they're starting like every day, and then there's something really big tomorrow, and I feel like I'm not going to be ready, but it makes me enthusiastic to do just the things that I can do tonight. You know, I have to focus on that. The things that I can do tonight, there's things that I'm donating to other people's causes, and it clears my space for the things I need to focus on.
Mm. Donating to other people's causes clears the space for you, for what you want to focus on,
yeah,
for what you need to focus on. Yeah. And that place too, like you said, like it's kind of what we were just saying about, well, what if I don't raise all the money? You know, it's like, well, what if I'm not ready for the big, whatever happens on that date, for the big move or whatever? Well, that's not actually happening right now. You know, right now is I'm just going to have enthusiasm for the things that I can do tonight. Okay, what are the items that I can do tonight? And to know that if we get in that situation of it's here and I'm not ready, well, then we'll look at it then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm going to do what I can do, which is I'm going to do these three or four items tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and the do what I can do was actually just to come home and phone in and be in a space where it would be quiet, and I can, you know, I was just intending to listen and feel Sangha support me.
Mm. Yes. Yes, Sangha support you, because that goes through everything we're doing. I mean, this is the content for this call is the fundraiser, right? But that support is in everything that we're practicing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole deal, isn't it?
It's the whole deal. Yeah. Gosh, and in that way, boy, it really can really put to rest some of those worries, right? I mean, we're so well taken care of, and we're backed up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Janice. Well.
Hi, Scott. This is Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah.
Okay, you're coming in a lot clearer. I was having a lot of difficulty hearing you, although I could hear the other callers very clearly.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you really clearly now, so great.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I'm also very grateful to have this opportunity. I've got a little background noise. I apologize for that. I'm in a kind of public space, but it should pass in a moment.
Yeah, keep going. I'll let you know if it's an issue, but yeah, keep going.
Okay, great. Thank you, Scott. So, yeah, I'm so grateful to be able to get on this call and have the support of Sangha. I started with the project when this kind of wave of excitement and energy, and just watching it feels like kind of over the last week and a weekish, a lot of it has waned, and a lot of the initial inertia has kind of worn off. So it's great to reconnect with Sangha and get some support, and just see how the process of conditioning is kind of stealing the enthusiasm for the project right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we kind of have a theme of like, you know, this is kind of like a liftoff, and everything starts, and everyone's attention is here, and we're all talking about it, and there's all this energy. And then after, it's been going, we've been doing this for, gosh, a month now or so, and the energy can kind of start to feel like it's waning a bit. And just so grateful to be able to get on a call with Sangha and check in about that.
Yeah, that was a great point. Just check in about it and look at what I'm seeing around it. And I was, before the call, I was just kind of observing, kind of looking at the process of how is it happening. And I'm seeing there's an ongoing story about the double reverse projection. And how it's materializing is it's got me, seems to be got me in the story that it's double reverse projecting about the folks that I'm invited on the team and the folks that I'm presenting the opportunity to participate and to support the project if they so desire. And ego's got me, feels like it's projecting that they're going to have a very negative reaction, which hasn't happened so far. So yeah,
so it's so good to have that piece in there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why you know, that's why you can call it a double reverse projection. You know, because
right.
You can see like so many things, right? That it actually doesn't hold up when we look. You know, so if I'm hearing you correctly, you know, ego is projecting that those people are thinking that the project or Todd is, they're going to think negatively about it.
Mm.
And then, so you notice that, and then you go to your experience, which is, well, that actually hasn't happened yet. But when our attention is on that, you know, they're thinking negatively about this project. Oh, what a, you know, little something in the hull of the ship. You know?
Yeah.
But all we have to do is say it out loud, talk about it, go to our experience.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's not actually going on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting as you're reflecting that back, I could just really feel in my chest and in my heart this opening and release of energy and I can re-sense the initial excitement returning and seeing that. Yeah, it's just all a bamboozle. It's all just a fabricated story to get me to not keep my commitments and not keep agreements with myself. And it's just such a really, really wonderful practice opportunity to just see those little areas of karma that, you know, control my life and don't give me the, you know, the opportunity and the freedom to, you know, authentically express what this being likes to do and participate in life and participate in practice and participate in projects that, you know, help others and help this one. So good to see.
It is so good to see. And I just thought, you know, when you were saying that, it was such a great description of how we calibrate the attention to life. And so, you know, that's what happens. The attention is going to gravitate to a conversation, you know, and then there's kind of an outing of that, right? And then there's a checking in with your experience. There's two steps in exploration, and you can feel it. You know, you can feel the chest open and kind of like a relaxation. And then I think you said I start feeling that energy of the program again. I mean, it's happening to me on this call. You know, just putting my attention on this project and on practice. Woo! You know, here it comes. Which is why it's so huge, the willingness to show up to things like this, as you were saying, to keep your commitments, to participate, because that's what you really want to do. That's what you're doing.
Exactly, And I think a key component to that is also to just, you know, see the double reverse projection for what it is, the bamboozle. It has nothing to do with anything. It has nothing to do with the life process. It's just a conditioned process. And the life process, and I've heard it said from a few facilitators, is that we invite our team members to participate, and then we drop all expectations, and we have no, you know, desired outcome. It's they either, you know, it resonates with them and they participate, or it doesn't resonate with them for whatever reason, they don't participate, but it has nothing to do with me personally, and it's just an opportunity to see all the different processes of the life and all the different processes of ego.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big workshop. And we know it has nothing to do with us because, you know, if we're talking on the call, all the stuff that's going on for us internally, well, mm-hmm. we know that's going on for other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a lot of people, they probably didn't even open up the email. Maybe they didn't even get to read it all. You know, it's just the challenge of just of being allowed to stop and take an invitation in is be kind of a big one, right?
Yeah.
So if we know what's going on for us, we can guess what's going on for other people. And so, we don't have to take it personally. And then, you know, the other thing that came up for me, Todd, just in that what you're talking about, the heart opening and the calibration and, you know, that energy back, it seems like that's all we really can do. I mean, the last call that I was on, that's what we were talking about, was being the lit upness we feel. And that's really what people respond to.
Yeah.
And somebody was talking about, you know, writing emails are great, and they weren't getting any responses on the emails. So they just started talking to people when they would see them, or maybe just call people up. But before that, they would go to their experience of this project. And so when they were talking to the person, they were talking from their experience of this project, which was just love and excitement and you know, hope. And the response was completely different.
Right.
They said, you said that everyone was on board and from that mode.
Yeah.
And again, not like we're trying to make people get on board or not get on board, but just that place that I think all you're required to do is do our best to be present.
Exactly. Right. Well, thank you again. Appreciate having these opportunities to, like you said, you know, check in with Sangha and reconnect and, you know, look at the processes that are occurring and don't get isolated and talked out of participating, which is a big part of my karma is isolation and not a part of, and, you know, don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So
and here
thank
you are
very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Great. Thank you, Scott.
Anyone else?
Stephanie again?
Stephanie.
Well, I've decided to actually post on my Facebook page. Facebook is not something I do with pleasure, and I rarely do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so aware, because of another retreat that I'm on, that the content is irrelevant, right? And the resistance to doing it and just presenting something, there's fear in that. And I want to do it because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because when we've done quite a bit of practice, as you have, we know that resistance, we know it's not about the content, but that process of resistance is something we want to transcend because that's the thing that keeps us small. And so you're like, okay, I want to try to use Facebook. I'm going to post it. But just, here comes the resistance. And it's like, okay, this is definitely it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, it's the content, you know, in my estimation, this content is, there's nothing wrong with the content. Like, you can't find anything wrong with it, and that's what makes it even more fun to watch, that I would have the resistance, where You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is really good. This is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, if I was trying to get someone to buy something, a product or something like that, you know, it could kind of, it could maybe make that kind of believable about something. But
yes.
We're talking about helping kids have food to eat and students to have education to get jobs. There's really, there's not really much downside on that one that you could talk about.
So, pretty hard to find that downside.
Yeah, right. So if I hear what you're saying, it really helps you see that what the voices are saying is a bunch of hooey. So it's kind of fun, like, oh, but this, I can't quite see all the way through it, but I know this is, I mean, for goodness sake, look at this great project we're doing. So I want to see through this.
Yeah. So I'm inspired to do that. So I'm going to make a commitment to do that. Within a week, I'll give myself a week.
Yeah. Yeah, we're inspired to do that. For us and for them.
Yes, totally. Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, it reminds me of something Sherry said a couple of years ago, that we inspire one another to see our potential.
Mm.
So in this case, it's like, you know, your potential is to move beyond resistance and to be free. You know, and you're inspired to do that in this situation because you love this project and you love that community.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do it for them and for you.
Yes. Boy, everybody wins here.
Everybody wins. Okay. So that's great. So maybe you report back on that on the next week on the next work call.
I will.
Or if you go, you know, really inspired and just like it's right here, you could do it tonight or tomorrow and then record on the
call. I know. The week, it just seems like a long time. But,
I'm right there with you. The energy's here right now. Why not do it right after the call?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you worked on your paragraph last time. I was on a call with you, so you're all ready to go.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you could put a good chunk of it tonight, and then you could watch the live meeting with the community tomorrow if you need a little bit more inspiration to finish, and then you could report back on the Saturday support call.
Yeah. And I can even post. If anyone is interested, if there's spots, they could register and watch the call.
Well, that might inspire you to do it now then, huh?
Exactly.
Yay.
I feel the fire.
Yes, exactly. It's here. Use it.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Stephanie.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else before we go? We have time.
Scott, this is Karen.
Karen. Karen, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you. Karen, can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Okay.
You know, something was going on with my phone. I have a clarification question about getting people to register for the Zoom call.
Uh-huh.
So if I invite, so I registered for tomorrow, and if I invite my people from my team, they need to actually pre-register as well. Is that correct?
They do.
Okay.
There's a limited number of seats. Yeah,
okay,
so
great.
Need to, unless, of course, they're all coming over to your house to watch it. They don't need to do that. But.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scott. It's Janice.
Yes, Janice.
And that reminds me, because another appointment was set up tomorrow morning for the Packers, it's kind of getting doubtful that I'm going to make that call in the morning. And do I need to let somebody know so the space is freed up if there's limited space?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know what I might do? Well, Janice, does it feel like you're probably not going to make it, or you're just not sure?
I would say if I had to kind of weigh it in, it'd be probably 70% chance I cannot.
You know, and I don't know if the program will get it by tomorrow morning, but you could just zip an email over to Africa at Living Compassion. Oh, hello?
Africa at Living Compassion. Org.
Jen, yeah. I didn't know that.
Hi, Jen.
It's fine, Janice. Why don't you go ahead and keep your registration? And then if you can hop on, great. If not, then you can watch the recording.
Okay, thanks. That simplifies everything.
Good. That's what we like.
Thank you.
Keep it simple, as we say.
Yes.
Thanks, Jen.
Well, as long as I'm unmuted, Scott, I'll just say it's just always such a pleasure to hear everyone. It's never stop getting excited. I'm so excited to see the team tomorrow. And every time we see them, I guess there's just more and more that, you know, you just want to tell them, and so-and-so's doing this, and they're saying this about it, and we're all transforming on this side. And
Well, it's really been the theme of this call, you know, just sticking together. And when our attention's on this process, there's just so much excitement. And like you said, oh, yeah, and then this is happening and that's happening, and you just want to keep, you know, telling them all the great things that are happening, because there are so many great things happening.
There really are, and it's, you know, it can seem like we're just saying it, but, you know, we're all winning from this. It's not that, you know, one side's doing service and the other side, but it's really, really true. We're all transforming.
We're all transforming, which is so great that we have these support calls. And to see those folks in Canalomba, that's always true, isn't it? But to actually have that tangible experience, as you said, to hear everyone on this call today, and then to see those faces tomorrow, we get to just see, gosh, this is all one team, you know, transforming together.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got some pretty fun stories of transformation lined up to hear tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Very exciting. Yep. Thanks for doing the call. It's been great.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Anyone else before we go?
Karen here again. I have a question about how to find out where the recordings are.
The recordings of the
Zoom call. How do we? Jen,
you mean afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Jen, can you speak to that?
All right, Scott, I'm on the move. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, we'll give you a minute.
The email that you've gotten with the call recordings for any of the recordings, that these calls and the video calls, it's all in one, all on the same web page.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
That one that the password is compassion, is that right? No. I can't remember offhand right now.
Darn it. Yeah,
I just had it. It's that archive page is the same. All the recordings are on that same page.
Okay, good. I didn't know everyone had access to that.
Yeah.
And there's a password?
Yeah, which was given to you.
Yes, exactly. It was given in that same email.
Okay, I need to look back. Thanks.
Sure.
Well, Jen was just giving us a great segue about the call tomorrow. That is tomorrow at 8 o'clock Pacific time. It'll be our third live in-person video call with the team and community in Zambia. And as was mentioned, please register beforehand because there's a limited number of seats. And if you haven't done it before, when you register, then they'll send you a, they'll give you the directions of how that works. It's pretty straightforward. And, if your team members want to do it, then you can just go ahead and pass on that information to them if you haven't already. And, again, you can invite your team and you can invite as many people as you'd like that you want to introduce to the project. So everyone's welcome. And then, of course, just a continued reminder about these support calls. I think we are continuing these through, I think, October 6th and 7th. So just as everyone kind of spoke to it today, how important that is to stay connected, to check in, to watch the process, to keep inspired. So use these calls just as you did today, and you're welcome to attend as many as you'd like. And I just want to thank everyone for participating today, and we hope to hear from you soon. It is really fun when people call back and kind of update on what they're doing. So let us know how it's going. Thanks, everyone.